Hi, welcome to the Saturday Sydney Quaddie Preview. Simon Harrison talking to Paul Joyce. G'day, Paul.
G'day, Simon. Thanks very much for filling in for Andrew Bensley, who was busy with ATC promotional work today, as he always seems to be. But we've got the Quaddie at Randwick on Saturday. At this stage, the track's a soft five. I expect it to stay roughly around that mark, maybe slightly better. We might get into the four range if we're lucky, and the rail is out 8 metres.
It's fantastic card of racing. Some really good horses going around on Saturday in Sydney and in Melbourne as well. Let's start with the first leg, Paul. Race five is the Concord Stakes, a Group 3 over the 1,000 metres. We've got a field of 10 and no early scratchings.
And good speed here, Simon. Ball of Muscle, obviously the noted leader here from the good draw. Decision time will come across and apply some pressure. We've got Unanimously, who likes to show a bit of speed and craftiness as well. So they definitely move along here over the 1,000, as you would expect. Got four runners for our quaddie, 1, 10, 3 and 7. I'm keen on the one Ball of Muscle. I think the value's there at about $4.40 at the moment. He's got great first-up stats. He's never lost over the 1,000 at Randwick. And his trial at Warwick Farm into this was right where you want him to be. He showed his natural speed. He did it easily. And I just think he's the clear horse to beat in the race. But as it is the first leg of the quaddie, we'll take number 10, Atmospherical, because she'll just sit back off this fast speed and charge at them late. I thought her trial at Warwick Farm recently was terrific. She's definitely got the class to figure. Then we've got number 3, Shiraz, who's 3 from 3 this prep, doing everything right. He's another one that'll release that fast speed up front. And number 7, Craftiness. Well, he's one that just has to go in there. He's got great first-up stats. He's well-treated at the weights, and he's only ever lost once at 1,000 metres, and he finished second on that occasion. So he's one that very rarely runs a bad race. So we'll go 1, 10, 3 and 7. Fairly confident, Simon, that should get us through the first leg.
1, 10, 3, 7 in the Concord. The main race of the day is race 6, the second leg at a quaddie. It is the Chelmsford Stakes, a Group 2 over the mile. And don't forget, a first four jackpot on this race of $100,000. Chris Waller's got 11 lining up. There's no early scratchings. 16 plus one. The emergency, Paul, is it's somewhat.
Yeah, well, interesting you say there's a 100,000 jackpot there, because I'll be taking a first four, because I think there's only four chances. I've gone 16, 1, 2 and 14. I'll box those four up in that first four. Royal Descent on top. I can't see how she's $5. I think she's the value runner of the race. She beat most of these in the Warwick Stakes. She beat them dominantly. She can put herself on speed, which is a huge plus here, because there's not a lot of pace or tempo in the race, at least on paper. And the fact that we've got a softish track this week compared to a good track when she won first up, that really suits her more than any of her rivals. So, as I said, I'm surprised she's $5. I thought she would have been shorter than that, and she's the value play for me in the race. Number 1, Hartnell. Gee, I've got a big opinion of him, Simon. I've actually had a little speck on him to win the Cox Plate this far out. That's how good I think his trials have been. Here he is resuming over a mile. He won't get the speed up front, which he needs, but he does get the big track. He's suited at weight for age. So I won't be surprised if he wins this, but he is the well-found favourite at $3.40. Number 2, Pornichet. Well, I think he's the one that'll improve out of that Warwick Stakes fitness-wise. He just needed the run there. He knocked up late after looking the winner on the turn. He'll get that good on-pace favoured sort of run here, and I've got him as a must for the quaddie. And then number 14, Kermadec. We can't leave him out. He was the eye-catching run in the Warwick Stakes, probably one of the only runners to make good ground in that race. So second up at the mile will really suit him. So we'll go 16, 1, 2 and 14. And definitely playing those four numbers in the first four, Simon.
16, 2, 1, 14 in the Chelmsford. Good luck to James Cummings as Precedence embarks on yet another Melbourne Cup journey.
Yeah, for sure. One thing there too, Simon. I've seen Precedence at the trials. He looks in terrific order. So don't let age put you off. If you're a Precedence fan, follow him right through the spring.
Is he 9 or 10 now?
I think he's 10. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's 10, you know. And as I said, I've seen him campaign after campaign, but he's certainly not taking a backward step. In fact, as I said, he looked terrific at the trials, and he is a 10-year-old, Simon, so age shall not weary him.
Particularly with the Zabeels. So good luck for James Cummings there with Precedence. Across to the third leg, race 7 is the Group 2 Tramway Stakes over the 1,400, 14 plus 4 emergencies.
Yeah, look, if there's a race that we're going to fall down this week in our quaddie, it is this race, I believe. It's just such an open affair. I've taken five runners for us. We've got 10, 7, 4, 9 and 14. Number 10 on top, Strawberry Boy. I just think you could have something each way on him at around $13. He's obviously the leader. He always runs well fresh. He's been trialling strongly. And he's not going to get a heap of pressure up front. So I think Jimmy Cassidy may just control a bit of speed there, get an easy second or two, and then make the others get past him. So at the each way odds, we'll go number 10, Strawberry Boy, on top to beat the 7, Flamingo Star, another runner for Chris Waller. Big raps on him last campaign at his first Australian career. He had the two starts. They were both very good, and he's trialling strongly. Huey Bowman rides off a gun draw. Throw him into your quaddies for sure. Number 4, Messine. He's got the fitness edge. He's had two runs back. He's sticking to the 1,400 after his third in the Warwick Stakes. That's the best form coming into this race, and he's another one that puts himself in the picture. And then we've got number 9, First Seal. You can't leave her out, but I couldn't dive in at the short price from barrier 18. She's just going to need all the favours from out there. And then I've got number 14, Ecuador, who's big odds, but he get a lovely run on pace here with the lightweight. So make sure you put him into your quaddie. 10, 7, 4, 9 and 14. But as I said, Simon, there's plenty there I've had to leave out. And if we miss out on one, that will be the leg, I can guarantee you.
Yeah, some terrific horse flesh on display. So 10, 7, 9, 4, 14. And in recent years, Paul, the tramway has been a strong form race.
Always is. And look, this year won't be any different. I mean, we've got the Melbourne Cup winner resuming in it. That's how strong it is this year. So Lucia Valentina, of course, won it last year. And I've left those two out. So that just goes to show you how strong it is and how open it is.
Yeah, that's the 7th, the tramway. The last of 8 is the TAB Supports Jockey Trust. This one's over 1,400, and the early scratchings are both Winetails and Ruling Dynasty. They'll line up in the second.
Yeah, look, and I think it's a good closing leg of the quaddie because I don't think there's too many chances. I've gone 9, 6 and 12, only the three runners. I'm keen on number 9, Start Wondering. If any of the punters want to load up on a short price favourite, I think he's the best one of the day to do that. His former Kiwi had terrific form over there. Came to Australia, his first start drew 12 of 12. He was off the map. Got the job done in dominant fashion. Here he is in barrier 4 now with Huey Bowman sticking with the ride. Maps to get the run of the race. His form says he'll be too good for them, and I think he'll go on to better races. So number 9, Start Wondering. A good thing in the last, but for our quaddie, you must throw in the 6, Bohemian Lily. She, of course, hasn't raced since he won the Doomben Roses by 4 lengths. A very classy mare. Whether she finds the 1,400 here too short, that's the only risk with her. And number 12, Marple Miss. I'll throw her in as our knockout chance. She's got the blinkers on first time. She'll lead, and she tackles this third up. So I expect her to give a real cheeky sight out in front. 9, 6 and 12, Simon, in the last leg. That'll round out our quaddie for this week.
9, 6 and 12. And what does our percentage look like?
Well, at this stage, it's $24 to get you 10%. And that's obviously going fairly wide in the tramway. And as always, Simon, just on Saturday morning, I'll tweet all of my numbers after scratchings with the final costings for the quaddie, and that'll be on my Twitter feed and also Andrew Bensley's, and he'll forward that on. So if you follow Andrew, you'll get all that info on Saturday morning.
And just before we wrap it up, Paul, does anything catch you out of the three-year-old features earlier in the day?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's some competitive races, but I'm pretty much sticking with the favourites, actually, Simon. I think Speak Fondly, she's got the fitness edge in her race against English and Autumn, and they look the two big dangers there. But I just think they're both first up. She's had the one run back, and she was dominant. So I'll stick with her in that one. And in the other three-year-old race, I actually think the filly Kimberly Star, who has the Speak Fondly form, I think she'll have the edge over the boys. So I'm going with Gator to win both of those, actually, Kimberly Star and Speak Fondly, Simon.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. The first Saturday meeting for the spring. As always, thanks very much for your help, Paul, and good luck with the quaddie this weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Simon. And once again, thanks a lot for your time.